This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yes, it is that time. We send the nation's song out to a group of individuals who help make this world what it is. And here we are with 4th of July upon us. Man, how about all those people who are in charge of not only lighting the fireworks for our big shows, but the people who have been living in tents and RVs selling us those fireworks?
Absolutely. The other night I was driving home. It was like 1 in the morning and I saw two guys had the lights on in one of those tents and they were working on, they had a truckload of fireworks that came in. They were getting everything up and organized for the next morning.
Yeah, and they have to put up with some of the worst people, the ones that haggle over the price of the fireworks.
That's
I'm
me.
talking about
Obi and I. For real, I'm always like, can I get two of these for 10?
Yeah. Is there a BOGO deal? Seriously, but you have to put up with us. Anybody who's setting up and getting ready for, I mean, tonight, right? Red Hot Boom is going off tonight in Altamont Springs. Mm-hmm. So for you, doing all that and celebrating this great country, today, the national anthem.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
Getting ready for the 4th of July tomorrow, kicking off your Wednesday with doing the right thing.
An Uber driver this week made national news with a viral story out of Phoenix where he left a note on a woman's Chipotle bag about how he was driving on the side, working two jobs to give his fiance the wedding of her dreams that she deserves, he said in the letter. So now, after a customer posted the note online, it went viral and is viewed over 30 million times. Donations have flooded in, already double the dream wedding that they thought that he was never going to be able to give her.
Now, isn't that funny that when people do these things where they open up a website to collect money for other people, they always end up collecting like way more than what the individual needed. So, I mean, do you think that this wedding is going to be crazy extravagant, or are they going to take some of that money and save?
I don't know.
I mean, if they're like Chloe, they're saving. If they're like me.
Well, but as a girl too, you know, you dream of your wedding day.
Yeah, well, and if you've got the funds to have a horse-drawn carriage.
Right.
You've got the funds to offer your guests filet and lobster.
Yeah, here's the woman that posted the note, Erica Hernandez, and the bride, Allie Perkins, talking about what happened.
I just felt really inspired to post it and see if my friends would be willing to donate or any followers that I had on there to donate.
We didn't really expect anything to come of this, and the fact that a stranger got our note and felt so compelled to post it on the internet and to advocate for two strangers is unbelievable.
Yeah, and on top of that, get this, Chipotle heard the story. They tossed in $500 and said they want to cater the whole wedding.
That is literally my dream.
That's
you guys.
Your dream?
I eat Chipotle probably three times a week. Are you kidding me?
Anybody?
That's a dream come true.
Yeah, I feel bad for people over 60 that are eating Chipotle at your wedding, Chloe.
Why? I love it.
That's going to clean them out. That's why.
I love Chipotle. And when we're talking about catering a wedding, I mean, that could be a $5,000 to $8,000 bill just
at least.
For food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they stepped up like that. The fact that we have humans in this world, that the situation is not even yours. It's not even your business.
Right.
But the fact that you decide to raise money for a stranger, I think that's great.
Yeah, so to that Uber Eats customer, Erica Hernandez, that brought this to our attention, posting it online and making it go viral, seeing Chipotle even seeing it. That today is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
K92.3.
It's K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Also, your hookup for all things like Camp K92.3, which is us sending you out to Nashville to go hang out with Dierks Bentley. But how about this Morgan Wallen show that's taking place next weekend?
Yeah, I think it's pretty incredible. Rumor has it I didn't have to steal these pairs of tickets.
Yeah, I want to confirm really quick with the boss what he told me yesterday about Morgan Wallen tickets. So if it's cool, let's go ahead and give him a call.
Hello, this is Steve.
Hey, it's Obi, Chloe, Slater.
Hey, Steve.
Hey. Hey, what's going on?
Do you have two seconds for us to pitch to you a really cool idea?
Yeah.
I think you're going to say yes to it.
I'm happy he said yes already.
Wait, where are you first? Because if you're like at the DMV, you're automatically going to say no to anything we ask.
He sounds like he's in a meeting.
I just stood up from a meeting that I was in with about 30 other people to take this call.
He didn't want to be in on that meeting. This is good.
Okay, we'll get you back to that meeting.
Now I'm finding a quiet room that I can talk to you guys in.
Yeah.
You were nice enough to tell us that there was an extra pair of Morgan Wallen tickets that you were going to give the morning show.
Yes.
Well, we were wondering if you would consider one of our ideas that we're going to present to you with how to give them away.
I depends. I had a plan, but let's hear what yours is.
I am shocked that I didn't have to steal these ones.
Well, I mean, we have them, and I want our listeners to have them because I know how important this is, this big concert, but these are last minute. They landed in our hands last minute.
Chloe, do you want to pitch your idea first? I got a couple written down.
Go ahead. You start it off. You pitch those ideas.
Okay. So we all know Morgan Wallen, right? What do people say about him? He's the GOAT. So I want to do a grab the GOAT. Where I actually have a mountain goat that I facilitated this, so we don't have to worry about it.
Steve, not believe him.
So there's going to be 10 people, and you have to touch a goat. So you grab a goat is what it's called, where you hold on to the goat. The last person to let the goat go gets the Morgan Wallen tickets.
You don't have a goat. Okay, so what's the next idea?
Okay. Hold on. This one's kind of serious. So you know Slater and I have a really good connection with Dan Newlin, and he's got that really sweet helicopter. We were thinking of hanging Slater from the helicopter where he can then drop the tickets to the people.
We've already shot this down literally like 5 times before.
And I actually didn't okay that.
Skydiving and the falling. And we love Dan, but we're not putting him in a helicopter.
What about some musical chairs? That's fun.
Chloe, I don't want to do musical. See, this is the problem when you're like, Chloe.
You're going to play Morgan Wallen songs and then people... How about this? His last name is Wallen. How about we construct a wall and then put people inside and we wall them in?
Together?
We wall them in, yes. And the last person that begs to be let out gets the tickets. So it's K923's win it with Wallen. None of them?
I think he hung up.
Yeah, he didn't like
that
either.
They liked the last one, though.
He's thinking about it.
No, I'm not thinking about it, actually. Somewhere in between musical chairs and freaking walling people into a wall and chasing a goat, there's somewhere in the middle. I got to imagine.
You grab a goat.
Okay, but at least the listeners know there are a pair of tickets that we're going to give away to Morgan Wallen, and these are last-minute tickets.
Well, here's the thing. If we're going to do something different than what your boss had planned for the tickets, which is fine, then I have to get legal involved like today.
What was your plan? We didn't even get a chance to hear your plan.
I have been talking with legal about things because there's obviously a Slater clause in here that they've actually built in that legal now where everything
clause.
Comes up.
I mean, every stunt we've done has had to be shut down by legal.
Instead of Santa Claus saying ho, 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 it's no, no, no.
Remember Tom Brady had the Tuck rule? We have the Slater rule.
Yeah.
So I am going to talk to them about my idea, and I will tell you Monday.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, if you see a legal involved, it has to be something crazy.
Can,
right?
Can you agree to being awake at 6:40 to tell us this? I know that's early for our boss.
I'm up every morning listening to you guys to make sure that everything is legal.
Okay. All right. So 6:40 on Monday.
Yes.
Yes. All awesome. Right. Morgan Wallen tickets here. And not just on the app. We're now going to bring them to you next week, physically, in person. So enjoy the holiday weekend. And on Monday morning, you'll find out how you're getting Morgan Wallen last minute tickets to his show next week. Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
Bye.
How cool is that? The only station hooking you up with those Morgan Wallen tickets. But Cody Johnson promises he's not trading in the cowboy hat to become a preacher. We'll share with you the powerful thing he said with the All Access in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We'll get to the powerful words Cody Johnson shared. But first, an update on Willie Nelson. We talked about it last week. Earlier this week, he had to cancel a handful of shows because he was sick. We were worried about him, but we are so happy to share that he's doing well. His team released a statement writing, Willie Nelson has been cleared by his doctors to go back on the road again. He will resume performing on the Outlaw Tour next week. Willie will not be on this weekend's date. So that is great to hear.
I mean, it's great to hear. Well, yes, it's great to hear for all of our Willie Willie Nelson fans. What I was going to say was is that it's great to hear for anybody who's in country music who thinks, man, how long can I do this for a living?
Absolutely.
You can do it till you die, yeah. Just like Willie Nelson.
I'm wondering if the other guys are going to take a spot because Bob Dylan's on that tour as well. As well as Robert Plant, okay, from Zeppelin back in the day. So I wonder if the next one is going to be like, am I turn to go to the hospital now?
Oh, my okay, goodness.
And then you have to think they're in their 80s and 90s.
Right? I mean, Willie Nelson's 90 years old. God bless him. Still out there on the road. And we're all going to be just enjoying those fireworks tomorrow in our communities on TV. And look for our girl Lainey Wilson, Mickey Guyton, the Warren Treaty, and Shaboozy. You know him for a song, A Bar Getting Tipsy.
Double for me,
tomorrow night, they'll be performing at the Macy's 4th of July fireworks on NBC starting at 7 o'clock. So it'll be right there at the Hudson River, all those beautiful lights in New York City, the firework display. Wow. I always look forward to watching that every year. And then lastly, Cody Johnson is out on tour right now. We saw him at Country Thunder back in October, and he always shares just the most powerful words, loves on our military, our veterans, our first responders. And I wanted you to hear what he shared at his show in Atlanta over the weekend as we get ready for the 4th of July.
Do you want to know why it's nobody's business who you vote for? Because in this country, before most of us were born, men and women of all colors, of all races, of all beliefs, laid their life down on the line for us to have the freedom to disagree.
Man, that was good.
Powerful.
True. Strong. Hey, I'll tell you what, that dude could preach if he wanted to.
Absolutely.
If he wanted to preach, he'd have the whole congregation
listening.
It's
funny you say that because he goes on to say, I'm not a preacher. I'm like, but you're preaching.
See? That's hilarious.
And on three, everybody yell who you're voting for. One.
Oh, my gosh. Slater, so you can see all these stories up online. K923Orlando.com. Don't forget, at 9 o'clock, we've been doing this all week. Camp K923 qualifying you for that grand prize trip to see our buddy Dierks Bentley in Nashville.
Toby, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K923.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey,
what's up, brother? How are you?
Oh, another day in paradise.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping to make you $1,000 richer, if that's okay.
Of course.
Jared, well, remind me, what years did you serve?
I went in 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Thank you for your service, brother.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, no problem.
We told Chloe to make these easy, so if any of them are hard, that's on her.
100% on her. No,
oh,
over your eye.
All right, put the pressure on me.
All right, I've got 60 seconds up on the clock. Chloe has your 10 questions. You've got $1,000 to win.
All right, Jared, are you ready? You think you have what it takes?
Let's see.
I think being a veteran, you love our country so much, you shouldn't have a problem as these are 4th of July themes, so 10 trivia questions. You could say pass to any of them. We can come to them at the end, but whatever answer you lock in first is what I have to take.
All right.
All right, okay. Here we go with question number one. Obi, you got 60 seconds?
Yep.
All right, here we go with question number one. Who famously said 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth?
Abraham Lincoln.
The 4th of July commemorates which document?
Declaration of Independence.
How many stars does the American flag have?
50.
How many stripes does the American flag have?
13.
Who gave the Statue of Liberty to the United States?
France.
Where is the Liberty Bell currently located in?
Philadelphia.
On the Declaration of Independence, who had the largest signature?
Jackson.
Who is the author of the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pass.
Which one of our country artists sings the song American Soldier?
Toby Keith.
During World War II, where was the Declaration of Independence stored?
Pass.
That's time.
Oh, you were on a roll.
7 out of 10, yeah. Jared.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm trying.
Be proud. John Hancock, not Jackson, had the largest
Hancock
signature. Okay, that's why we call it our John Hancock, not Herbie Hancock,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, I knew it, and I was jumping to it, trying to get to that minute.
You're good. Pledge of Allegiance, Francis Bellamy is the author of it,
And Fort Knox is where Declaration of Independence is stored. Regardless, we're sending you away with SeaWorld passes, enjoying the band's brews and barbecue with Low Cash, and are now qualified for that meet and greet with Low Cash as well.
All right.
That's awesome. The family's going to have a great time out there at SeaWorld, Jared.
Yes, ma'am.
Dude, love your energy. Love the fact that you signed up for this. Can't wait to play with you again, all right?
Yes. Have a great 4th of July, and thank you again for your service.
Sounds great. Y'all do the same and be safe. Keep your fingers.
Thank you.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Over in Lake Mary, we're talking to Michelle. Michelle, you're hitting the panic button for what?
Hi, good morning. I'm kind of in a funny position. I've been dating this guy. He's so great. I'm just going to tell you what's going on. We've been dating each other. We moved in together, which I thought was a good idea. It wasn't my idea. It was his idea, but I agreed to it. And initially, it started all good. We're spending Friday nights together, then Friday nights is weekends together, then it's every day. It's not working, but he's always wanting to be with me. He brings my lunch every day. It's just too much.
Wow, yeah.
So he comes home last night all excited to show me what he did. He's like, babe, I want you to see something. And he has my face on his chest.
Your face?
My face, my whole face in HD, 4K.
How big is it?
I mean, on his chest.
4K.
It's like from his collarbone down past his pecs. It's big.
Wow.
Okay, so that's kind of cool, though.
It's very sweet.
Wait a minute.
Very,
so like, it's,
very
so
sweet.
We're not talking about like henna. We're talking about like permanent?
Permanent. We haven't even had the discussion of what do you think.
Okay, so pardon me if this sounds disrespectful, but what did you think about the job that the artist did? Did he do a good job of your face?
Oh, no. It's horrible.
So are you still thinking about breaking up with him?
This is the thing. I want to, but if he goes this far to get a tattoo of my face on his chest and we haven't even discussed it and we're still in the new phases of our relationship, I'm kind of scared to get away.
Well, you don't just stay with someone because they have a permanent tattoo of your face.
You can do that. You can get rid of those real easy. And also, like, a lot of guys should just keep their shirts on.
Well, you know how much that would cost to laser that? You said from his collarbone down to his pec, right?
That's big.
Yeah, it's huge.
You got to trash the
guy. And my head is already big, and the artist just, like, exacerbated it.
Aww.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we'll try to drum up some help and have some people join in the conversation, but this is definitely panic button worthy. Thanks for trusting us, Michelle.
Thank you, guys.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Ooh, and we've got Virginia on the line. She's the first to respond to this with a little advice. Give us a little taste. We'll talk to you in 6 minutes here, but I want to know what you feel.
To deal with whatever issues she might have and stay with this man.
Oh, okay. So you think those tattoos are fine and the relationship's in a good place?
Absolutely.
All right, Virginia, talk to you in 6 minutes.
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation
with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
So we've been on the line with Michelle this morning. Her boyfriend just got a tattoo of her across his chest, and she wants out of the relationship. What do you think of it, Virginia?
In my experience, to find a man who's committed like that to the point where they put a tattoo on their chest of you, I mean, this man will take a bullet for you. Honey.
This guy will take a bullet for you?
Sounds like sure a mafia.
Oh, my God.
It is true, though. He's even though that is a little bit of a crazy thing, and it's not even like they were in love, or she didn't think that they were in love to the point where that would be even in the cards.
But how sweet is that? What is she looking for? She must be really young. She sounds really young on the phone.
You know, I've never explored that side, that a dude who would get a tattoo of you like that, yeah, he would probably run into a burning building to save your life. Like, that is a keeper. If you could get past the creeper.
Yeah, I would demand him to wear a shirt with, like, half of the buttons down so that way you could always see that face on his chest. You know?
Oh, I mean, everything is how you look at it, right? I mean, the reason she doesn't want to be with him doesn't seem to be anything specific. It might be her own fear.
Wow. He's strong on commitment, and she's the one that's not.
Yeah,
wow.
She got to get with it.
All right, appreciate you chiming in.
My pleasure.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
It's Obi, Chloe, Slater, K92.3. Don't forget about Camp K92.3 right around the corner at 9 o'clock. We'll be taking your calls, so this way we can get you all qualified to see Dierks Bentley in Nashville. But for right now, we're trying to help out Michelle. Michelle's boyfriend, who, by the way, she moved in kind of quick. She's even admitting to us that she's not even really into him that much anymore.
Right.
But he done got a tattoo.
Well, and she's ready to get out of the relationship. And the tattoo that he got is a picture of her face, Obi.
On his chest,
permanent.
Too,
like. You know, it's funny because I talk to a lot of my fraternity friends now, the guys, as we're getting older, and they're like, I wish I would have never tattooed my fraternity on my thigh or on my leg, because they're like, I regret it. In that moment, I thought it was the greatest thing ever. And so this is something, the same thing with him. Now he's tattooing her face all over his body.
Well, and I can imagine, like, the way that Superman rips open his shirt.
Right.
Like, that's where her face is.
Forever.
Y'all give it up. Elizabeth, Woo! Daytona Beach in the house.
I love it over there.
Hey, so what's your advice to our girl, Michelle?
Move on. Life is too short to be with somebody like this.
What? Because he jumped the gun getting the tattoo?
That's not even the point that he got the tattoo. The point is she's not comfortable living with him.
Move how do you think on. She should move on? What does she need to do?
Get her own place.
Yeah, but like, how do you break up with somebody who just got a ton of ink under their skin of
permanent.
Your face? So what does she say? You know, how does she do it?
I'm not comfortable with this situation, and I think we need to take a little bit of a break. So I'm going to go stay with whatever, and then she gets an apartment.
Okay.
Okay. The nicest thing she could do if she wants to is find somebody that looks like her. And try to set them up. So that way.
Yeah, that doesn't always work. I have a twin, and we pulled that in high school. It don't always work.
Well, I appreciate you chiming in this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Yeah, we got Seth over in Port Orange.
Oh.
Seth, maybe you could help out a little bit.
And if I was in her position, I would have had to have that conversation. Because doing it without having that conversation about the tattoo, total red flag to me.
I just wonder what the guy was thinking. I mean, something so permanent, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what he was thinking. He's like, this is a really sweet gesture. She'll love it. I'm in a great relationship. I really like her.
Oh, he was locking her down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the step before you get the engagement ring or anything else. You get a tattoo of the person on your chest, right?
Says
he's
who?
Crazy thing.
Dude, I love my wife. For 18 years we've been married, but I ain't getting a tattoo of her on my body.
Well, you're already married.
Could you
to
imagine her face on your chest?
She never just lays her head on your chest, Obi. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Dude, I appreciate you chiming in this morning,
Thank
man.
Thank you, Seth.
Absolutely.
All right. K92.3, good morning.
Good morning, Obi. This is Ray.
Oh, what up, Ray?
Ray, you heard Michelle's boyfriend get that tattoo of her on his chest.
Maybe she should just always be with him. Maybe it's a sign from God, right?
No. No.
Oh, he's a fool.
he's a fool.
Oh, you can't do that, man. No. They got to get that removed.
Yeah.
Or find a new girlfriend that looks like her.
There you go.
That's hilarious.
Ah, genius, man.
Ray, you're the best, man. Thank you for chiming in this morning.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too, brother. You know, I think it's also bad luck to get anybody's face or name tattooed on your body. You know, unless, of course, it's a child. Like, if it's your kid, then that's different than, like, a lover.
What about your wedding band? You've seen a lot of people get those tattoos after they get married.
Yeah, I've seen that. And you know what? That is a sign of permanence, right? Because I can always take my wedding ring and I could toss it to the side or pawn it. But that tattoo is for life.
Absolutely. And we're continuing to take your calls on this. 844-254-9232. But Cody Johnson promises he's not trading in that cowboy hat to be a preacher. The powerful words that he shared with us in 6 minutes with the All Access.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Talking to Deb out in Longwood, and you said that you had went out for coffee with Ryan. That's as far as we got with you. Can you give us some more details?
I met up with him, and honestly, it's really hard for me to trust a lot of guys because you can meet a lot of weirdos. And we just really hit it off. I thought we had a great time, a great coffee date. Now I just haven't heard from him.
So what did this non-weirdo look like?
He was super handsome. He had brown hair. He was tall, kind of my ideal guy.
Mm. Was there a conversation towards the end of the date about a second date?
I brought it up. He was like, yeah, we could do that. I mean, he seemed genuine about it, but I didn't know if he was just saying that.
And he's worth it, right? He's worth it this much that you would do this on the radio? Like, there's so many people listening.
Yeah, I really felt a genuine connection. And honestly, that's kind of hard for me. I've had a lot of really bad dates, and this was a great date, and I really wanted to see him again to see where this could go.
Okay, so let's go ahead and try to see if we can get Ryan on the line, Deb, and we'll go from there.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Ryan, please.
Yeah, this is Ryan.
Ryan, what's going on? It's OB, Chloe, and Hi. Slater. So there's three of us. I'm telling you that right out the gate because we do a morning radio show for K92.3.
Okay.
We do something called the Second Date Update. I don't know if you've heard of that. But you went on a date with a girl named Deb. And what we're doing is we'd love to pay for you guys to go on another date.
Okay.
Did you go on a date with Deb?
I did go on a date with a woman named Deb, yeah.
Okay, so we have a $75 gift card. We'd love for you guys to go on another date.
What is this all about?
So you went on this date with Deb, and now you're not getting back to her. So we're just trying to piece you two together again.
Got it. Okay.
Listen, I'm surprised you haven't hung up on us yet.
Chloe, but we're nice people.
Oh, no, we're very nice, but I would totally be thrown off.
I'm a little shocked, embarrassed. I'm a pretty private guy.
Sure, sure. Well, okay, so are you interested in Deb? I mean, I guess we should just ask that. And if you're not, that's okay too.
Well, a $75 gift card is pretty sweet, so I guess I'll talk.
Okay.
Anything that we could tell Deb as to why you're not calling her back? How about that?
All right, listen, here's the deal. Deb was great, and we had conversed quite a bit online, and I was interested. When we got to coffee, she had a different hairstyle, different hair color, completely different from this woman I had been speaking to online.
What color was her hair?
It was blonde. And listen, here's the thing. She said that she does like to wear wigs quite often. And that's cool. But I have trouble keeping up with one woman. The idea that I would go on a date and it would be a total different look, a total different vibe, that gives me anxiety through the roof.
Different color, same length?
Oh, no, it is a different woman every time.
Oh.
That's okay. Kind of exciting, though.
Yeah, look at Slater's eyes. Okay, whoa, but you said wigs?
For you, man. Wigs, that's correct. And when I had heard she liked playing around with wigs, I kind of thought, oh, cool, like if we're going to a party or something, like a costume type of thing.
Yeah, but like a theme party.
I wasn't sure that a coffee date was going to be that situation.
Okay, so you just have a problem with wigs.
Yeah, they're just like, they're not real. That kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Can we do this? Can we bring Deb onto the line so this way we could all talk about it? She has been listening. Deb?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Hi, Ryan.
Deb, do you have wigs? Like multiple different
yeah,
ones?
Yeah, I do have wigs. Yeah, I do have multiple different wigs. But you know what, Ryan, you only met me with one of them. And I think I have every right to change my hair when I want to. And I'm not a completely different person in a different hairstyle. It just gives me a different thing to wear, a different feeling with each wig. I'm not changing my personality completely. And again, you only met me wearing one wig.
But the idea that on a first date, you're not going to show up in your natural look, your natural hair color, the idea of a different wig each time, I feel like I'm getting a different person, a different personality. I'm scared that you're going to have a red wig one day and pull my hair. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a problem then because I do wear different wigs frequently. I wear a different one every day, basically, depending on my mood. I pick my wig out.
Deb, do you have a favorite wig?
Mom.
I would say my favorite is the brown straight hair wig. My normal hair is like dark blonde.
Okay, so like a dirty blonde. Got it.
Mm-hmm. So is Ryan going to have a problem with my Friday fro? And Friday I have one fro. With glitter, too.
I think he's got a problem with the Friday fro.
You have an afro that you wear on Fridays?
It's a blonde wig, and it's really big and really fun.
Okay. So this is just not going to work for you, Ryan, right?
I have trouble keeping up with one woman. It sounds like I'd be dating 100.
You know what? I love my multiple looks, my multiple personalities. So if you can't keep up, then never mind. This was a bad idea.
Wow. He's wigging out.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
Love it. That's Chase Matthew, no stranger to the K92.3 All-Star Jam. As a matter of fact, our next All-Star Jam, it's the 29th, is going to be August 18th. That's right around the corner. It's Obi, Chloe, Slater, the three of us in here, K92.3, the day before the 4th of July. And yes, we've got a lot of really cool things happening on the show from Camp K92.3. That's us sending you out to Nashville to go hang out with Dierks Bentley. To even what we've got going on tonight out in the streets.
Yes. Altamont Springs, they're getting ready to host their Red Hot and Boom at 5 o'clock. There'll be live music, a beer garden, a gaming zone for the kids, and all kinds of delicious food and drinks.
I love that there are so many different celebrations going on. And tonight, actually, like, hey, if you haven't started already, like today, thinking that 4th of July this year, Independence Day celebrations, totally going on. And Red Hot and Boom, over 220,000 people is what they're saying.
You guys good in crowds like that? Because I know that for years, we've hosted at Lake Eola, and Lake Eola can get a little crowded. Mm-hmm. Well, Red Hot and Boom has over 200 and something thousand people show up. So are you guys good with crowds like that?
I think it's the fun of it, right? That everyone's out there, all the families, just to celebrate Independence Day together. And I guarantee you, like, with that many people, you're going to run into people that you know.
Yeah, it's a party like that that I'm jealous that I'm not little. Because then I could crowd surf. I'm not looking at you, Obi. I know it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I could crowd surf to the front of anything that's going on.
You can still try, Slater.
Well, I would have to mosh pit my way through, and I would end up hurting probably your child, and I don't want that, you know? But it's going to be a good celebration. They do have parking and different things you could do. All the info's at our website. Or you could do what I'm doing from Winter Springs. I'm just going to walk. I'm going to leave my car and just walk to Altamont Springs.
Oh my goodness.
From Winter Springs?
It's one spring to another. How far could it be?
Yeah, bro. They're far. I did want to say a special thanks to all of our pyrotechnics specialists out there. I don't know if they're called the same thing when they're in charge of the fireworks. I think pyrotechnics, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Nevertheless, thank you so much because I know the city of Winter Garden does something. All of the respective towns and cities all has something going on. But somebody's got to light the switch, right? And I'm not saying that they're out there with a lighter.
I think they do it and they run.
Slater,
that's being responsible.
But again, it's tonight, 5 o'clock, Altamont Springs. Join us for Red Hot and Boom.
It's huge. The first time K92.3 are your hosts this evening in Altamont. We'll see you out there. And if not, we'll see you tomorrow for 4th of July celebrations all over Central Florida.
Yes, visit K92.3Orlando.com for all the towns that we'll be hanging out in.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.